We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Dal Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Gimel Beis with two dots. And the Mishnah said that, according to Rav Tanakam at least, that if the Sukkah is higher than 20 amos, it's possible. So, Hoysu Gavoyim Esim Am, if you have a Sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, Bola Ma'ato Bekorim Vexosis. You want to make it lower by making the floor higher. And what are you going to do? You're going to put the pillows and blankets and make it now that the floor is higher, and therefore the schach is within 20 amos. Lo have a mi'at. It's not a mi'at because you're not bottle, it's not giving a sky in there forever, and therefore it's not a mi'at. V'afagav de batlinu, the kulu, even if you mavatl over there, it doesn't work. Why? I'm saying bottle dietary etzikal adam. It's not a normal thing to mavatl pillows and blankets to the floor, and therefore it's bottle dietary etzikal adam, and it's not a bittl. Rashi happens to be mashma that the bittl over here is talking about 7 days. You don't have to vatl lo ilam. Bittl would mean just for 7 days. And in that lemaisa, it's not a bitl, even for 7 days, you're not mevatel your pillows and blankets. Rashi says on the bottom of my base, it says, I can leave it there for 7 days, because the hefsa, people are going to step on it, so they get ruined. Rashi says shiva.
What would be if you attack
a mevatel? It also wouldn't work. Just Rashi, we'll see it the other way, we'll speak it out when we get to next Gemara, what's the gay, that's 7 days. So Gemara says, teven ubitloi, if you have straw in your mevatel, have a meat, then it is a meat. V'choshken offer a bit like, and for sure offer you mevatel it, it's also a meat. And that Rashi again says teven or bitle befiv l'shiva for 7 days. So that means Rashi holds if a mevatel the straw there for 7 days, that's enough, that's sufficient to make a bitle. And also Rashi says it has to be befiv. The Ritva argues on both points. The Ritva says first of all it has to be bitle l'olam, and second of all even machshava, it's enough of a bitl. You don't have to speak it out, actually. Just having machshava to mevatel, that's enough. But we're going to just taisek Rashi. So, teven or bitl means you mevatel befiv, the straw, for 7 days, have a meat. The choshekein offer bitl. Of course, offer, which is even more, belongs on the ground. So, for sure, it's mevatel. Now, there's certain cases where it's machlaikis. And the case is like this. Teven vein osid lefnoisai. In those days, they used straw for a lot of things. They used straw to cover any dirt, or a lot of, they used it for animal food, different things they used it. So teven ve'in osid lefnoisoy, let's say you have teven on the floor, you weren't mevatlet lehedya, it means you didn't say beferish that it's bottle, but we know he has enough teven in his storehouse, he's not going to need this week, this for this week. So teven ve'in osid lefnoisoy, or offer stam, or stam offer, he didn't think about it, and no, bechlal, no thought about it at all. What's the halacha there? Is that bottle or not? There's two cases there. Teven, that you weren't bevatel beferish, just we know he's not going to pick it up. Or afar, even bestam, what's the halacha? Is it bottle or not? So that's machlekes, Rav Yosef, Rabbanon in a different place. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Olo, it's talking about Tumas Mace. The halacha is that if you have a mace in an oil, and there's a tefach on top of the mace, until it reaches the oil, so then the tumah does not go. If someone is ma'al on top of the tent, someone goes on top of it, the tumah does not go through. But if it's less than a tefach, then it goes up. And if someone goes on top of this oil, he will become tameh. You don't have to picture this big tall oil. Picture oil that's 3 feet off the ground, and there's a caver in there, or 2 feet off the ground. There's a mace inside it, a dead person inside it. If there's a tefach from the mace until the roof of the oil, then anyone's a mile on top of it, anyone goes on top of it, it becomes tameh. If there's a tefach in there between the mace and the ceiling of the oil, then the tumah stays inside it. So sometimes you want to make it, memayit it, memayit the area there to make it smaller, so it shouldn't have a tefach. So it says in the Mishnah, bayis shemilu teven oitzroiris, you have a bayis that was filled with straw or with racks, ubitloi, and you mevatel it. Mevatel means beferish, you said, I'm mevatel it, it's bottle. It's mashma in this Mishnah, bitloi in loi bitloi. That's the Tanakama Shita, the Dafka, if you mevatel these things, beferish, if not, not. But Tani Allah, Rav Yosi argues, he holds you don't need mevatel beferish. Rav Yosi Omer, teven vein osid lefnoisoi, if it's teven, and you don't plan on taking it away, hareyu ka offer stam or bottle. Then it's like offer stam and it's bottle. Offer va osid lefnoisoi, hareyu ka stam teva v'loi bottle. Offer, the only way to be mafkia it from bittle is if you plan on taking it away, so then it's like stam teven and not bottle. So, like Rashi explains, that the machlokes is sai teven and sai on tsreiris. It says tsreiris is like offer. Tanakama holds both offer and teven the bitl beferish. And anytime it's not bitl beferish, it's not bottle. Rav Yossi is a little bit makel, and he says that there is you can mevatel tzurei reis just by stam, that's batel, without saying anything. As long as you don't plan on removing it, it's batel. And by tevin, it's enough of ein osel lefnoisai. If you don't plan on taking it away, that's also batel. So we are telling it suta here also by sukkah also. If you have tevin in your sukkah and ein osel lefnoisai or offer stam, that's machlokes Rav Yossi in the Rabbanon. So basically, just to recap, is like this: that if you have you mevatel beferish, karmic sauces don't work. Is both light that's all them. It's pillows mevatel beferish don't work. If it's tevin or offer mevatel beferish, it's a sure batel. If it's tevin or offer you plan on removing, or even tevin stam, it's not batel kuliyama. The machloikis is by a case where it's tevin ve'in osud lefnoisoy, means tevin you don't plan on removing, and offer stam. That's a machlaikis. And offer also, well, also offer vein oslof nois is the same level, also, that's machlaikis also. So those are cases where it's a machlaikis, and the machlaikis, according to Rabbanon, it's not bottle, according to Rabbi Yossi, it is bottle. Ad kan de Gemara of Bittel. Now we're going to go with more cases of trying to emayit the sukkah, other cases like that. Hoysa gevoya me'esr mamma. In the case where Yischach was 20 amas high, v'hutzen yardim v'soy chaf. Now let's say the schach was made out of these branches with leaves, and hutzim means like part of the branches are in within 20 amas. They're hanging lower down within 20 amas. So how do you look at this? Is this called schach above 20 amas or within 20 amas? So Gemara says it depends. Im tzilsam ruba mechamason, if the hutzim alone are roiv shade more than sun, kshayra, it's kosher, because you can look at that, that's the schach, that's kosher schach by itself, and that's within 20 amas. Im lav, but if not, if it's more sun than shade in those hutzim, and the things that are hanging down and not so much, then it's pasul. Then the halacha is pasul. And because the reason is, you look at it, if it's enough schach, look at it, the top is not here, and the schach is the bottom part of the schach. No, we can't see it, so yes, what are you saying? You have to be able to see the schach. No, you can't see, you see only me at schach, that's not enough, you have to see the whole schach. Tais is busy with something called kloish, you have to cut it off, but Tais is busy with that, it has to do with the Gemara and Erevin. But upon him, if it's within 20 amas, it has to be kosher schach within 20 amas. More than that, it's possible. Now, what about the other type of case? We know the Mishnah said that 10 tfachim has to be at least 10 tfachim high. Less than tfachim, no, is no good. So, if it's 10 tfachim high, but you have part of branches going lower than yod. So, sava abaya lemeimer, it's the same thing. If there's more sun than sail, so it's not called tzchach, so it's kosher, because the ikar tzchach is above 10 tfachim. But Rava says, no. Omle Rava. It's not comfortable to live in a place less than 10 tfachim. In Odom Darba Dira Srucha, a person does not live in a Dira Srucha, and therefore it disqualifies it from being kosher. And the Baya holds, the Ran speaks out, that's Kaman D'Lessa. Since it's Chamsa Rubim Tzilsa, so it's Kaman D'Lessa. It's like it's not here, and therefore not worried about it. Rav holds, no, that is a problem. It's a problem of Dira Srucha. And actually, you have to remember this Gemara for the Gemara on tomorrow's, beginning of tomorrow's daf. If the psul, it sounds like from here, maybe the psul of 10 tfachim has to do with Dira Srucha. We'll see later on, learning from Psukim, that 10 tfachim is the psul. This might be only the Rabbanan the psul. But upon him, just remember this Gemara, the Rava holds that less than 10 tfachim is a Dira Srucha, and that's a problem. And therefore, hutzim are going lower, even though it's not so much that it's still some Ruben Chamsa, still it is psul. Hoysa Gavayim Esrim Amav, it's 20 amas high, Ubona by Itztaba Kenega Doifin Emtsai. So picture a regular sukkah has three walls. The schach is 20 amas high. So now, you want to memayit it, you want to make it less. So what you did was, you built a little platform, and you put this against the back wall. So it has three, the platform now has three sides, has three walls. But it doesn't fill up the whole entire sukkah, only fills the, when you walk into the sukkah, the back wall of the sukkah. So, bonaba itzvah kenega doifin emtsoyi. You put the itzvah kenega the the middle wall, apnei kula, v'yeshba hechsha sukkah, and it's in, big enough as a sukkah. We learned yesterday, Zdaf, that the hechsha sukkah, according to Beishama, is how we paskin, is 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. So this itztaba has a shear of a kosher, a sukkah. The halach is that it's kosher. The halach is that the sukkah itself is kosher. And Rashi speaks out, not only is the itztaba kosher, because the itztaba is within 20 amas, because this is now raised the floor. So now you're within 20 amas of the schach. So Zok Rashi, not only is the Istava kosher, it means he's standing on the Istava, but even the rest of the sukkah will be kosher. Because there's an idea called Pesol Hayotze Min HaSukkah. It's Gemara Daf Yotes that says, if you have a sukkah that's kosher, and you have extension to the sukkah that's not kosher, even the extension part is kosher also. Because it's like part of that sukkah. So here, Rashi says that besides for the sukkah, the istava itself, what's outside the istava, which has schach more than 20 amos high, that will be kosher also, agav the istava. The Ran argues on that. But this is what Rashi Sheet is, that this has a din of psal hayotze min ha-sukkah. So remember, now the first case is that it's keneged the emtzai, it makes less 20 amos, so not only is that istava itself kosher, but the rest of the sukkah is kosher according to Rashi. But if you have this istava on the side, now you have a problem here. The istava on the side, you only have two walls. A sukkah needs three walls. So what do you do then? So it's possible, but you have an etza. And yesh misfas istava lekoisel. The opposite wall that does not have the istava, if that wall is within four amis of this istava, it's going to be kosher. Because something called doifen akuma. If it's 4 amis or more away, psula, less than 4 amis is kshera, it's kosher. What's the reason? The reason is because it's doifen akuma. What you do is you look at it like this. You look at that wall, that's the opposite wall. It goes up, then it turns on top by the schach. The schach will be part of the wall, and it ends right by the itztava. So now you have the wall ended by the itztava. So it comes out, you have a wall right next to a third wall by the itztava. Even though it's the 3.5 amos away, but you look at it, as the wall went up, then it curved. There's like a slanty wall. It was actually shaped like a backwards L, a upside down L, and then it went towards your itztava, and now you have a wall, a third wall, with the lumdus of Doifen Akuma. Doifen Akuma is Alacha Moshe Sinai, and here you'll say Doifen Akuma. And the Ran speaks out, you have to say that this wall that was opposite reached the Schach. If it didn't reach the Schach, you can't say, like, good Asik to go with Doifen Akuma and then do it.
What?
You can't combine two Hilchasa, Trey Hilchasa. It's a Gemara and Eivin, it's a big tumult, but that's the Ran speaks out. It has to reach the Schach. Al Kaponim, so Mara holds it's very posh, actually. Mara says, my Kamash Vilon, the Mirin Doifen Akuma, what's the Chiddush? They say Doifen Akuma? Tanina, it's a mishnah later on in the Masechta that you say Doifen Akuma. You don't have to tell me about this. It says in the mishnah later on, Bayis Shenivchas, a house that got a hole in the middle of the house. So it was a terrible thing. But you say, you know what? I could use it as a sukkah. At least I could use it as a sukkah. So we do a Masechach. What? Right. Yeah. But here it says Nivchas got ruined. Bayis Shenivchas Masechach Al Gabav. You put on schach on this middle. If between the wall and the schach in the middle is more than four amos or more, it's possible. Because you can't say doifen akuma, a crooked wall can go more than 4 amos. Can go horizontally more than 4 amos. Ha'pachas mekan, if it's less than 4 amos, kshera. So it's a first mishnah. They say doifen akuma. So what exactly is the chiddush of itztava? So Gemara says, no, here it's worse. Ma'u de teimam. There, at least, the walls are good walls, which means the walls are not 20 amos high. In the case of the house, they got a hole in the top, the whole house is 10 amos high, everything's good. So you're not making, the wall is kosher, just you have the problem getting matching the wall up with the schach, so use Doifen Akuma for that. Havahocha, that the wall is 20 amos high, lechazel doifin, aim aloy. Maybe you wouldn't say Doifen Akuma so much that it turns the corner and you have to make it at less than 20 amos, but when it comes to Tavra Istava, you have to consider a wall less than 20 amos as a bigger chiddush. Kamash Malon, that still works. So the second case of the Istava was on the side, it's working with Doifen Akuma. What's the halacha here, Lefi Rashi? Is the rest of the sukkah kosher, like we said before? Pesol Ayotim Sukkah is kosher? We said before that we have an Istava on the back wall with three walls. Rashi says that the rest of the sukkah is kosher. Because you have a mokum kosher, then the rest of the sukkah, even though it's higher than 20 amos, since it's a sukkah, just has a psul, that will match the rest of the sukkah. Zokter is showing them the Ran, the Rosh, the Shbru pass like this, then in this case will not be kosher. And the reason is because you'll be sitting under the wall. If you sit, when the case of Akuma, if you're sitting anywhere else, you're sitting under the wall, and that's why it's worse. You cannot sit under the wall. That's the Ran and the Rosh speak this out, that here it's worse because you're sitting under the wall and therefore you can't have, even if you're Rashi, you hold the Ran anyway, Alex and Rashi, but even if you're Rashi, you hold, you have Psal, Yitzim and Asukah, Psal, Yitzim and Asukah, here he'll hold, that's no good. Here it's no good. That he can't sit under the sukkah because here he's sitting under the wall. V'lehichsha Rashi kol ha-sukkah. I'm reading the Rosh. V'lehichsha Rashi kol ha-sukkah. Shrei ein lo schach. Kiven de royin es ha-schach ki ilu hu kaisel akum. There's no schach here. He's sitting under a kaisel akum.
You never
let us
sit under the
Dovid Akuma. Right, you never let us sit under the Dovid Akuma. Right, you cannot sit under the Dovid Akuma. So you have, in a case of hospital, you have something that's overhanging the house. You can't, under the Dovid Akuma, it's possible.
That's a basic question. How does it work as a wall that's hanging in the
ear? What?
If you look at it like that, it's hanging in the ear, so it's not.
But you look at it, the lamas is, could be that the wall comes towards you. That makes the wall comes towards you, even. But the wall is right here, next to you. It's like right next to you. With the vuamas, it's like right next to you. It's curving that way, but it's like look at the wall right next to it. It's a good question, but somehow it moves towards you. It's a shiloh always how definitely works. The more towards you it turns, it sounds like that. Yeah, I don't know if nafkamin is, but there could be nafkamin is. Hoysa gevoya mechaf ama. So a similar case. We're going to go with Dafna Kuma further. One more case Dafna Kuma here. Hoysa gevoya mechaf ama. It was higher than 20 amos, like Sukkah had a case before, higher than 20 amos. And here you didn't put an istva connected a wall. Uvana itzva b'mtsiyusah. You put an itzva in the middle of the sukkah. Im yesh misvas itzva lo doif in arba amas chol ruach v'ruach psula. And every side, it's 4 amas away from the wall. It's possible. Pachas v'arba amas and all 4 sides or all 3 sides is less than 4 amas. It's kosher. Could you say doif in akuma? Spread the Gemara. Mike Mashalon. Bring doif in akuma. Hainu hachas. Exactly the same case. Zok the Gemara. Amau the tema. Just like we just said, you can't say tre hilchasa. Maybe you can't say 2 halachim as you've seen as. Maybe you can't say doifin akuma on 2 sides. Here you have to make all 3 walls are working with doifin akuma. Amau the tema doifin akuma ruach achas aminon. Aval kol ruach baruach. All 3 walls to make a hal kasher a sukkah only with doifin akuma. Maybe no. Loi kamash v'lon. No. It's still a chiddush as yet. Even though you'll ask me the case of bayis shenifchas seems like maybe it's all 4 sides, but there at least the walls were good. Here you have 2 chesrenas. The walls weren't good, and you had to make it all 4 sides. So there, chamash v'lon. Still, if you have ala chesrenas, you still say doif and akuma. That's the extra chiddush of this case.